Where were you born?
I was born in Lower Sackville, Halifax County.
And what is your maiden name?
Carter.
Carter.
Oh, yes.
Right. Remember Gordon Carter?
Yes.
He was my brother.
Yes,
just passed away
right.
This year.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't got any brothers left now.
Is that right? Mm. How many were there?
I had three brothers, and they're all
three.
Gone now.
All
I just
gone.
Have a sister left, and she lives in Kentville. And she's not that well either.
No, is she an older sister? Or?
No, she. I'm the oldest
You're
of
the
family.
Oldest. And how did you end up living here?
Well, my parents were living in Lower Sackville at the time when I was born, at a house down there. And they decided they didn't like the place, so they bought the place over where Vance Balzer lives.
Okay.
So we lived over there. Well, I was married when I was 21. I never left Newmount. I've always lived here, all but those 6 weeks that I was in Sackville then. The 1st of May, you see, they moved up here.
I see. Okay.
Wonder how what their connection was to the mountain, do you know? How
that I've never found out.
Yeah.
There are people that they don't tell everything like that, why it is.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Now, there's lots of things I'd like to know, but people have passed on now.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've lived here since what year?
There's 1919. Yeah, we lived here. I moved here on the 1st of May. Over Vance's there.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's how you. So Everett was living here.
Yes. In fact, I went to school with Everett, I think it was six of my children. Maybe you will correct me, Anita. Went to school with their husbands or wives. Robert went to school with Phyllis. In West Queens.
That's a good question, Grammy. Francis and Sandra went to the same West Queens.
Yes. Yes, they all went to school with.
Did Jean go to West Kings? Donald Jean?
Yes.
And of course Brian and Glenda did.
Yes.
And Marianne and Bruce?
Yes. No, Bruce, you see, went to Central Kings. Marianne went to West Kings.
Okay.
So she didn't go.
Right. So you've known Everett all your life. you knew Everett all your life then.
Oh yes, I
yes.
did. Yes,
yeah.
yes, yes.
And you went to school here in Viewmount?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember who your teachers were?
Some of them I did. Yeah.
You started in primary grade one there?
No. I stayed at my grandmother's in Halifax, and I went to school primary, 1, 2, and the third grade. My oldest brother was ready to start school, and my parents thought I should be in one school. I should be in the school with my brother.
Right,
so
I
came home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you would go to school with him?
Yes.
And by that time, though, you were in grade 4?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember who your first teacher was?
No, I don't. I wish I knew.
Yeah.
I know some of them, but.
And that schoolhouse, where did we say that schoolhouse
so
was?
It's down here where
the
trailer is,
the trailer
down
is.
Around here.
Yeah. Right, right.
And it, in fact, it is, it's not there now, but it's back in the woods.
It is?
Somebody moved it.
Oh, I
can't tell you how long ago, quite a number of years ago. Just pushed it back into the woods and moved that trailer in there.
Oh.
Then Albert Scottney was living there.
Right. Okay. So that building may still be back there then.
Oh, it's all just it's no
in.
Good. I mean, over the years now, it wouldn't be any good.
Yeah. Oh, because we saw your name on several documents too, so that you were involved with the school. You were a trustee or with the school at some point, were you? School trustee, or
for me,
yeah.
What would they
ask you to do?
Well, it is so different than it is today.
Keeping records.
Keeping records.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
But when I was growing up, I don't know. Not many. We wasn't allowed to. If I come home from school and said so and so wasn't in school today. Well, they were right mad at me because I said that child wasn't in school. And this is where you couldn't talk about anybody like that. Nothing. That was just one simple thing. But you couldn't go. And the same way when I got married, it was that you couldn't go and say somebody went to Berwick and had an accident. You couldn't talk about that.
Is that considered gossip, was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so nothing like that was ever.
So you never got that much news then?
No, that's true. That's true.
Well, Mary, who lived around you?
Pardon?
Who lived around you when you lived over there?
Well, down where Neil lives was Sadie Clem. Sadie Clem lived down there.
Okay. And who lives there now?
I can't think of her husband's name. I've been trying to think ever since.
Are you talking about where Neil and Wendy live now?
Pardon?
Are you talking about where Neil and Wendy are now?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I wish my oldest girl was here. She could remember a lot of things. And
oh, yeah. That's okay. Well, maybe we'll get a chance to talk to her sometime. But is this the house that you lived in?
No, she lived down by...
Oh, no, but I mean when you married.
Oh.
No, I live... No, I haven't got a picture of it. It's over to Brian. I lived... When I got married, I lived with his parents for 7 years over there. Then we built this house.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Where did they live?
We had the house. Well, maybe you notice there's a well right there. Just right there is the house.
Just in the field here?
Yeah.
Just adjacent to this house?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's where Everett's parents
lived. Everett's folks.
Yeah.
And what were their names?
Pardon?
What were Everett's folks' names?
His mother's name was Laura.
Laura.
His father's name was Clarence.
And they had quite a large family, did they?
Three. They had three. And Everett was born in Berwick. And his sister Olive was born in Weston.
Oh.
And his sister Christabel was born when they lived in that house over here. And they just had the three. And they're all dead now.
Oh, they're all gone. I knew Christabel from the hospital when
Chris
came to work.
Yeah, she worked there for quite a number of years.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she's a very nice woman. Yeah.
And do you happen to know or remember Everett's mother's maiden name was?
Coolin.
Was that a family from here? Or?
No, Fox Point.
Fox Point. Oh, Halifax.
Yeah. Lunenburg County.
Oh, Lunenburg County, yeah.
It's in Lunenburg, isn't it?
Yeah. Lunenburg County, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I remember seeing the house.
Yes.
So this house you lived in first, and what happened? Why is it not there anymore?
Well, quite a number of years ago, his father passed away. Well, we had this house then at that time. His father passed away, and then his mother lived there with two of her granddaughters. Because his oldest sister had passed away, so the grandmother was raising these two girls.
Oh.
Well, then the girls grew up and they got married and she was there alone, so she went to Phyllis's, I think. Well, then when there was nobody there, Edward said, there, we'll just burn the house down. So that's what happened.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it was probably getting old.
Oh, yes, it was. It did need a lot of work.
Need a lot of work,
so.
Yeah. And so now, when you built this house, how long had you been married?
We were living in that house. We've been in this house 61 years.
You have been. And did Everett build it? Or did you
Somebody build it for
me. I see.
Mm-hmm.
So who else do you remember living around here? Who were your neighbors?
Well, next door was Sadie Clem. She was gone quite a long time ago. Then over the road was Lormer's parents.
Oh, yeah.
Alice and Carrie Clem.
Right.
And Addie and Carl lived in just a small house this side of theirs.
What was their names?
Addie, Carl D.L.
Anybody on the opposite side of the road?
No, and there's nobody on the other side, no.
No.
Just that was always a field there.
That's a pasture across there. Yeah.
What about now Sue Balser lives now? Was there a house there then?
Well, that was the Emery Swindle place.
Emery Swindle, right.
They're gone long ago.
Yes, right.
Yes.
You remember that house, though, do you?
Yeah, oh, yes. Emery died, the day Faylene was born. You remember Faylene? Yeah. One of my granddaughters.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And then they just had the one daughter, and she moved away. And then I don't know what they did with the house, but then Mick and Sue built that house.
Yes,
there.
I remember them. I remember them burning it. Actually,
do you remember it?
Yeah, I do. I never went in it, but when we moved here, I think in '79, house or if it was after we bought it.
I sort of vaguely remember it.
Yeah, we took pictures of it
because
the fire department came up.
Oh yeah.
And burned it.
Right.
You know, sort of as an exercise.
Right.
So I think it'd been empty a while.
Yeah.
Hadn't it?
I believe, if I remember right, Brian's got the kitchen part. He took it over there because he used to have couple of head of cattle.
Oh, is that right?
Over there.
Oh, so they had built a kitchen at, like an L on.
Yeah.
And he took that off.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what his barn is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, so he has a part of that.
But he doesn't have anything now. They have Glenda has a horse, but they don't have any cattle or anything.
Right.
The horse that she rides on sometimes.
Yeah. What about, I'm just curious about all these houses around here. What about the next house? Was that, on this side of the road, but the other brow going towards
Jason Walser lived there. You know who lives there now? Roy and Linda Walker.
Yeah. Oh yes, I know that place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Linda works for me. She's
yes.
been with me
oh, yes.
almost 4 years.
Oh yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Know that place. But I meant the Cy McNeil place.
Oh.
Where Cy McNeil.
There's a family in there now.
Yeah.
And I don't know their names, but they had been living in, I don't know whether it was city or where they were, but they're there now. Brian was telling me one day they're there permanently, but I don't know the name.
Do you remember who lived there before McNeil's? Do you recall?
Oh, yeah, it was a Swindle place.
Everett
Swindle place.
Which one? Who?
Everett Swindle.
Everett.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. So, you were a teenager living here?
Hmm?
When you were a teenager growing up here.
Oh, in Viewmount. I've
yeah.
lived in Viewmount all my life, all but the 6 weeks.
All but that short time. What do you remember doing for fun when you were a teenager?
Well, there wasn't the games like there is now.
Right.
We played ball and played tag, you know, just simple little things like that they don't do today.
Right, not as much. Do you have any memories? Well, I'm sure you have memories from the school, ground. Any things that happened that stick out in your memory at all?
We used to have pie socials there. Pie
oh,
sales.
Did you? At school?
At the school,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can remember a couple of times my father was the auctioneer for to sell these pies.
Right.
Yeah, and then a couple of winters. Now, there'd be a dance at my father's place, old-time dance.
Oh.
And then that was 1 week, and the next week it would be over in where his father used and mother used to live.
Oh, over here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So people would often host a party like
yes,
that, eh?
Yes,
home.
Yeah.
And then would and they
the
move the
boy
furniture
and
back?
Jenny Swindle played,
oh, yes.
Played the music.
The Hawaiian guitar.
Yeah, guitar and
yeah.
Violin.
Right.
Yeah, they're gone now too.
Boyd and Jenny, it was.
Yeah.
And so did there used to be good crowds that would come out for those things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that would there be the children too? All the whole family together would come out, or would it be?
No, just mostly the adults.
Mostly
yes.
the adults.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I still remember it long time ago, since I was 12 years old. The dance was at over home there, and my mother was there, and she went over. Everett was there. He was just a young fellow then. He was older than I, he was 2 years older than I am. And she went over to Everett, and she said, Everett, won't you take Mary on for a dance? And he did.
and you were just 12?
I remember I was 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and was that the beginning of your romance?
Not really.
No.
No. I was 16 when he first came to see me.
Right.
Yeah, and then I got married when I was 21.
Mm-hmm. So when couples would be dating, would you go out or would you stay in? What would couples do when they had a date?
Well, for us, we didn't do anything. We'd visit at one place or the other.
Yeah.
That's about all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was going to church, was that a party part of the some communities? It was very social.
No, some not a lot of people didn't go to church much.
Yeah.
Was there a church on this road then when you were growing up?
No, there was a hall way over it's Victoria Heart, no, Aylesford Mountain.
Right.
Well, we used to go to church over there, but that's been gone for years,
right.
Because I know when my children were small, we used to take them over to church and Sunday school.
Okay.
Over there.
So that was actually, you know, fairly recent that was here then.
Yes.
Yeah. What happened to that building?
Oh, I don't know what happened to it. I often wondered that too.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they made a house or somebody live in it or not.
I think they did.
Did you know? Was that on Lightfoot Road or?
There was
past the Lightfoot Road.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's part of the United Church of Aylesbury.
Mary, you have a lot of photographs around here. Do you have some old photographs in some boxes hidden away somewhere? Or in any albums or anything?
Yes, I have. You know Geraldine D'Ell?
Yes.
Yeah.
She painted that one there.
She did?
Yes, she did.
Oh my goodness. I didn't know she was an artist.
I didn't know it either.
That's very nice.
Very nice.
I'm going to bring them over to you, Grammy, because I don't know what order they're in.
I don't know either.
So you can have a look and see if he's got it framed up.
Now, you see, there's the barn, but those two buildings are not there now because they were. One was for hens and one was for pigs.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not there now because we don't have those things now.
Right.
How many children did you have, Mary?
We had seven.
Seven.
I've lost two.
The years, eh? I recognize that guy.
Yeah, that's Ryan. See, that's the picture they have there. That's the picture you see. There's the old house in back there.
Oh.
In back there.
Well, where's that painting? Is that something
that's an
that
area? That's an aerial photograph,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, it is? Oh, it's a photograph?
See, somebody took a picture of that, and then they gave it to Brian. He has a picture of that over on his wall over there.
Yeah,
house.
I've seen that.
See,
over
and
there.
All that's
left
now
yeah.
is
yeah.
our house, my house here, and the barn. The rest are all gone.
Mm-hmm. And they did that from a photograph?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the hurdles have a lean.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, is that right?
I'd almost guess that is.
Grammy, is that Clarence? Laura and Clarence?
Hold it up, let me see. Oh, that's Edward's parents, your great-grandparent,
yeah.
grandmother and grand.
Yeah.
Grateful to have all these old pictures.